Hello, Ant Adventurers. This is the Ant on the Move podcast, and we're relaunching for the year 2022. We kind of fell off for the last 2 years. My intention was to come back, but it's taken a little while, but we're here now. So let me tell you a little bit about the Study with the Ant podcast, in case you're new to this particular podcast. So there's no real structure. There's no real, every week you're going to hear about a certain topic. I like to learn, and so this podcast is about things that I may have learned during the week. It could be that specific, just something that I learned during a week, or something that I'm interested in. To give you an idea, some things that I'm interested in, so some topics you might hear, revolve around Florida. I live in Florida. I live on the Space Coast. Speaking of space, you may also hear some about the space industry. Not as much necessarily about what's happening currently with space, but definitely about the history of the space program, things that have happened in the past probably 10 to 50 plus years ago. So we might talk more about some things that are happening more recently now, especially as things are ramping up with SpaceX, Blue Origin, these new spaceships. So that could be a topic also. But honestly, anything revolving around history, specifically here in the state of Florida, people tend to overlook Florida as being just a tourist destination to go to Disney World, to go to the beach, to come spring break here in Florida. But there are a lot of very interesting and unique places to visit and explore in Florida. So I want to kind of share some of those things with you also. I do like theme parks, though, so you will also hear about the theme park SeaWorld. If you watch my YouTube channel, I also have a YouTube channel, you'll see a lot of videos are about SeaWorld and how to make things easier for you, some tips and tricks, you know, how the shows are changing, things along those lines. So if there's like a big announcement or some new change, we might talk about that here on the podcast as well. To a degree, the plan is to make the podcast about things that would take too long to make a video about, just maybe too in-depth, not enough material to put into a video content format. That is what we'll talk about here on the Ant on the Move podcast. Now, this is the year 2022. We're in it. Yeah, a few days into it already. So what I want to do is, since I like Florida, I want to share 22 places to visit in Florida in 2022. So what I'm going to do real quick here is I'm going to read off my list of 22 places. I will also post this list on my website so you can check it out there also, get a visual of all of these places. They're not in any specific order, just as I thought of them as I wrote them down, but they're places that I think are unique and interesting. So I'm going to mention all of them, then I'll come back and I'll highlight a few that I really think you should visit, ones that I really enjoyed, and we'll go from there. So, at number one is the Ford Edison Winter Homes. Number two is the Miami Seaquarium. Number three is the Lion Country Safari down in Keenansville. Number four is the Flagler Museum. Number five is the Parker Brother Concepts. Number six is the Exploration Tower, Cape Canaveral. Number seven is Itchituckney Springs State Park. Number eight is Paynes Prairie State Park. Number nine is Florida Caverns State Park. Number 10 is Hillsborough State Park. Number 11 is the Ormond Beach Watchtower. Number 12 is the Gold Coast Railway Museum, Miami. Number 13 is the Dade Battlefield. Number 14 is the Coral Castle. Number 15 is the Spanish Monastery. It was in Miami. More about that one. Number 16 is the Henry B. Plant Museum. Number 17, the Ringling Museum. Number 18, I think I said this correctly, St. Petersburg History Museum. Number 19, the Sarasota Classic Car Museum. Number 20, the Tallahassee Automobile Museum. Number 21, Jungle Adventure. And number 2, the SS Breconshire. So these are the 22 places I have on my list that I very much would like to visit in the year 2022. Now, this is 22. It seems like it would be pretty easy to hit all of these locations. They're not really too far away in distance and all. But it's just, you know, finding the time, just like everyone else, you're just finding the time to get there. But let me highlight a couple of these and why I really want to go there. We don't have the time to explain all of them because, yeah, there's 22, and explaining the reason behind every one would be a little difficult. So here's just a brief explanation. So, like, for the Ford Edison winter homes, I just find it fascinating that Henry Ford and Thomas Edison lived in Florida. And this is something that most people don't know about. They don't know that they winter, these two famous men for creating the light bulb, the type of light bulb we use today, not necessarily the light bulb, but the type we use today, and the assembly line process for automobile manufacturing and other manufacturing, they both made their winter homes here in Florida. And this Edison has a laboratory at his, so he has his house, and there's also like a, so to see that would be amazing. That'd be just so cool. Now, let me see. The Lion Country Safari just sounds cool. It's, they have the largest population of zebras, I believe, in, at least here in the South. I'm not sure if it's in all North America, but it's at least here in the southern part of the U.S. And just the idea of getting to drive by and you get to see elephants and zebras and lions just sounds like a lot of fun. So that's definitely high on my list to hopefully be able to go and do that. And what I had at number 5 on the list is the Parker Brother Concepts. Now, I can't completely explain this, but go check them out on Instagram, check out their website. They do like Transformer type cars and just all kinds of interesting car concepts, the things that I believe have won awards, have been in movies, and that's right here in my backyard, Cape Canaveral. So I just find that interesting that that's here, and it's like, well, hey, you know, they're closed right now at this exact moment when I'm recording. They are closed because of the pandemic, but they're hoping to reopen at some point. I sent out a feeler trying to find out when, but I haven't gotten heard back from anyone yet about that. All right, oh, number 8 on the list is Payne's Prairie State Park. So you might think, well, that's kind of a boring name. It's in Gainesville. Why would I want to go there? Because there are bison at the state park. Did you know that bison live in Florida? This is just so exciting. It's like, I didn't know bison even lived here in Florida. That they were originally native to Florida. And so over the past few years, they've been being reintroduced into the state park, along with some wild horses. And it's like, yeah, I want to go see this. There's also like an observation tower, so you can go up and be able to get an eye, you know, overview of where these bison are at in the prairie. So that just sounds fun. Sounds fun to be able to go and see bison in the state of Florida. Like, who knew? Who knew? So I think that would be fun. Number 9, I've been to a couple caverns. I've been to Ruby Falls. It's not super, yeah, it's kind of a more touristy cavern, but I've been there. And I've been to Bristol Caverns in, I believe it's Bristol, Tennessee. And, but Florida has caverns. They're just a little bit to the east of Tallahassee, if I remember correctly. And it's just like, who knew Florida has caverns? Also up that way, I've been to this part, Falling Water State Park. You can visit Florida's tallest waterfall. It is a little anticlimactic if you're thinking huge waterfall like Niagara Falls or something impressive. It is a little anticlimactic, but it is Florida's tallest waterfall. So if you're in that area, you should check that out. The Ormond Beach Watchtower. This is number 11 on my list. I want to go there because it is claimed to be the third remaining watchtower of over 2,000, I believe, that were built during World War II to along the Florida coast to watch for U-boats or any other weird activity happening along the Atlantic coast, but particularly watching for German U-boats, especially at night, come up to charge batteries and send messages back to Germany. So this is one of three. I forget, there's one in Melbourne, I believe, one in Stewart, and then this one in Ormond Beach is believed to be the farthest one north that still remains, and it is also believed to be the only one that is still in its exact position, if I remember that correctly. So that would be cool, just to be able to see, you know, one of these World War II pieces of history that are still sitting there on the beach. It's been refurbished, it's been, you know, had to be upkept some, but still in that same, you know, general area of where it was, and just to kind of see that, I think would be really cool. So hoping to be able to get up there. That's an easy trip. Should be able to get there, no problem. Let's see here. At number 15, I cannot remember the exact name of this monastery, but the monastery, it's like Saint Bernard of something starting with a C. It's a very long name. Cleric, something like that. This monastery was built in the 1100s, I believe, in Spain. And it fell on hard times. Someone purchased this monastery, had it disassembled. I believe all the pieces were brought to the U.S. They didn't come originally to Florida. They came to somewhere in the U.S., were put in storage for a few years before finally being brought to Florida and reassembled. So I'm hoping to make a whole video about this at some point, because it's one of those unique history things here in Florida. But what is interesting is that technically it is the oldest structure in Florida, because it's actually older than the Castillo de San Marcos and buildings in St. Augustine, because it was built in the 1100s. Wasn't built in Florida in the 1100s, but it was originally assembled in the 1100s in Spain. Don't get mad at me, people in St. Augustine. I'm just saying the building itself is the oldest. St. Augustine still holds the record for being the oldest city. I understand. Don't come for me. All right, so that just sounds fun. Be able to go and see that a structure that was originally in Spain and is now in the U.S. Another interesting structure, if you haven't heard about it, is, and this is going to be a pod, it may end up being a podcast, hoping it's going to be a video here in January, February, is about London Bridge. Not the London Tower Bridge, but London Bridge is actually in Arizona. We'll talk about that. If you haven't read about that or heard about that, go check it out. But we're going to try to make a video about that. It's not Florida history, I know, but it's just something unique. So we're going to do a video about that here at some point. I have a lot of museums on my list because I like museums. I like to learn about things, learn about history. So like the Flagler Museum, the Henry B. Plant, the Ringling Museum, the St. Petersburg History Museum, is that all of them? Oh, the Gold Coast Railway Museum. Just all those things sound interesting, sound fun. Just, you know, learning tidbits that, there's not enough information to make an entire museum about one fact, maybe. But there'll be some interesting tidbits to pick up at these museums. So, very excited about that. A lot of my trips I go on with one of my brothers, sometimes both, but the Combustion Gamer is usually along for the ride. And he likes to go to car-related attractions. So two of those on the list are the Sarasota Classic Car Museum and the Tallahassee Automobile Museum. And those are kind of more for him to be able to enjoy. But there's also an interesting history about both of these. There's something at both of these museums that sound interesting. Now, I'm a little confused because both of them claim to have a hearse that was used to carry Abraham Lincoln's body. Now, are these real? Are they replicas? It's just interesting. I'm pretty sure they're both just replicas, but very curious to be able to go and see those. It just sounds interesting. It's like, hey, you know, who would think at an automobile museum in Florida you would have a hearse that was used for Abraham Lincoln back in the 1860s? That just sounds crazy, but it'll be definitely very interesting to see. Now, the last two things on my list, number 21 was Jungle Adventures. Jungle Adventures, I have literally driven past probably 100, 500, 700, just hundreds of times. It's not too far away. I've been past it a lot of times. And they have the largest alligator in the world. It is not a living, breathing alligator that is the biggest in the world, but it is the structure outside of Jungle Adventures named Swampy. And Swampy has been approved, I believe, by the Guinness Book of World Records to be the largest alligator in the world. Now, like I said, I've driven past this hundreds of times, but I have never been there. So that is definitely on the agenda to actually go there for once. Finally stop at Swampy, go inside, see the alligators and the other exhibits they have. Sounds like fun. All right, now the last thing on my list, I only learned about this last year. It is the SS Breconshire. All right, so we might be asking, what is the SS Breconshire? So the Breconshire is a 300-foot long ship that was an English steamer that was traveling from Tampa to New York back in the late 1800s. So again, it is 300 feet long. It, due to faulty navigating charts, the ship crashed and sank to the bottom of the ocean. Now, the interesting part is that it is only about 200 yards off the coast of Vero Beach. And it can, they've placed a flag in it, so it's pretty easy to find it now. But, you know, if you knew where it was, you could easily find it and go, take your boat out over it. There's some really cool pictures. Look up Only in Your State and check this out. The SS Breconshire. It's really, really cool to be able to see. But you can snorkel over it, paddleboard out to it. But it is the SS Breconshire. And it was transporting people back and forth when it crashed off the coast of Florida. Or sunk off the crash off the coast of Florida. Now, it says the wreckage is scattered over the coral reef in about 10 to 20 feet of water, but there is kind of a protruding boiler, and so it can kind of be seen. It was built back in Sunderland, England in 1833, and it was a schooner-rigged steam sailing vessel, and it sunk off of Vero Beach in 1894, so over 100 years ago. 100 and, you do the math, almost 120 or 130 years ago. Don't ask me to do math, but well over 100 years ago. So this is something that, you know, it's not too far away. It sounds like it's a fairly easy snorkel trip. I've never been snorkeling, but it sounds like it's pretty easy to go and do. So, it's definitely on my list. I want to at least go and kind of, maybe like inside of a boat, kind of look down at it or something. But it definitely sounds very interesting. So I'm hoping to go explore that at some point this year. So that's my list of 22 places. You're probably going to see throughout the year different videos. I end up going to different places. I have a lot of things, honestly, on my list of where I want to go, things I want to share and explore. But if you are from Florida and you have some really cool information about some place that most people don't know about, something that's unique and unknown, please send me a comment on, probably the best way is to send me a message on Instagram at AntOnTheMove and let me know. And I'd love to know more about cool places, kind of unique, unknown places here in Florida. If you're from out of state and you have some questions about what the best places are to visit in Florida, also message me on Instagram and I'd be happy to get back to you and give you some suggestions depending on where you're at in the state as to where you should go and visit. But that's all for our inaugural Back to Podcasting 2022 Ant on the Move podcast. This will be available also on YouTube. If you tend to like watching YouTube videos, it'll be up on Wednesdays on the YouTube channel and Tuesdays here on the podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time for the next Ant on the Move podcast.